Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. This is episode 54, My Favorite Amazon Kitchen Finds. Has anyone stayed at an Airbnb lately? Or maybe like a condo you rented for a week? I love the experience, with the exception of one thing. Almost always, the kitchen is poorly outfitted. You know what I'm talking about. Dull knives, nothing more than like a teeny tiny cutting board. You decide you're going to make cookies one night, but there's not a sheet tray in the house, but they've got a bundt pan for whatever reason. I know you know what I'm talking about, because it always seems to be the case. And if you're planning to do any sort of cooking at said Airbnb, this can be super frustrating, right? And oftentimes that's why you booked an Airbnb, because you're staying with a group of people and you're wanting to do some dinners in, and it can just be really frustrating. I know some of you have been there, and I want to talk about why I'm even bringing this up. Well, there are a few things in my kitchen that make getting dinner on the table a whole lot easier. In fact, I am convinced that having quick and simple recipes to turn to is only a fraction of the battle when it comes to getting dinner on the table. Another huge factor is having your kitchen outfitted with the right tools. Because when you're cooking out of a kitchen that's well-stocked with things that work appropriately, cooking becomes infinitely easier. So today, I want to share a handful of my favorite kitchen finds on Amazon that make it easier for me to get dinner on the table. I believe that there are certain categories under the kitchen umbrella that make more sense for Amazon shopping than others, and I want to dig into those just a little bit. And if you're listening to this episode when it comes out, we're about a week ahead of Prime Day, so Amazon has been on my mind. And while it's literally impossible to predict exactly what will be on sale for Prime Day, I have found that I like to identify beforehand if there's anything that I need, and then if it happens to be on sale, I can snatch it up for a deal. But before we talk about that, let's jump into this week's meal plan. First recipe suggestion is slow cooker Philly cheesesteaks. So this month in Recipe Club, we are focusing on slow cooker, soup, stews, chilies, all those types of recipes. We made chili last week. It was so good. And you guys are going to love these slow cooker Philly cheesesteaks. What I did is I took like the concept of a basic roast, because I do a lot of pot roast, especially during the fall and winter months. But I took like the same cut of meat. I adjusted the seasonings a little bit and thought, how can we make this like a melty, cheesy, delicious sandwich with peppers and onions that is going to be great after my husband and son have walked in from a baseball game? Like just hearty, good, delicious comfort food for the fall. And this recipe came out so good. There's a couple of tricks in there, because you don't want to add peppers and the onions at the same time because you don't want them too soggy. So it's a great recipe. Definitely going to be on rotation at our house for the next couple of months, and I can't wait to make it this week. Recipe two. It's October. We're out of September, but we are still living for apple season. And so we are making, this is one of those recipes, we probably make this more than anything else. Apple cheddar grain bowls. We love it. It's got farro. It's got apples. It's got the unexpected cheddar from Trader Joe's that we love so much. It's got kale. It's got chicken. Like, it's all those things that we love. And especially for my kids, it's a really easy recipe to deconstruct. So my husband and I feel like we're having this hearty, delicious grain bowl. And my little girls that are 6 and 3, I can just, you know, put the farro in one side of the plate and the apples on the other side of the plate, and everyone's happy. So this is a great one. If you guys haven't made it before, now's a great time to make it. And I like it. I suggest serving it with like a creamy balsamic dressing. And if you're in Recipe Club, make sure you grab our dressing cheat sheet, where I share my 6 favorite homemade dressings. You can print it out, stick it up in your pantry or behind a cabinet door, whatever. A, homemade dressing goes a long way, and once you get in the habit of making them, you realize that A, you almost always have everything on hand to make a homemade dressing. It's not hard, and boy oh boy, do they taste a lot better. So, make your balsamic dressing from scratch if you've got it in you. And the third recipe, oh man, this is one that I don't think we've had in like 9 months. Like the last time I made this was probably February, and everybody loves it. It's like a good old fashioned casserole type dish, a cheesy chicken broccoli bake. It is so good. It's got rice and orzo in it. It's like perfectly cheesy and hearty and like a little retro, but everyone in my family loves it. It's golden and crispy on the top with panko, and like I'm literally salivating talking about it because I have missed this recipe, and I'm so happy it has worked its way back into the rotation as we change seasons in my kitchen. So there you go. There are your recipes for the week. You can find them all in Recipe Club individually or in our weekly meal plan with an easy-to-follow shopping list broken down by recipe. That's something new we've added this month so that in Recipe Club, you click on weekly meal plan, you see the suggested recipes, you scroll down, and then you see all of the ingredients you need by recipe. Because you may decide, oh, I only want to make the cheese steaks and the broccoli bake. You can just take a look very quickly at those shopping lists, add those to your grocery cart, and you're on your way. So always brainstorming ways to make it easier for you guys to put a meal plan together. Make sure you check out the homepage every week where I update that weekly meal plan and do my best to help you get set up for success as you head into a new week. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast where we are going to discuss my favorite kitchen finds on Amazon. So I know I can't be the only one. You also might have a love-hate relationship with Amazon like I do. And I'm well aware of the pros and the cons. I'm someone who loves to shop small, and I love that. But ultimately, right now, Amazon drastically simplifies my life. And where I am in this chapter of being a working mom, raising young kids, literally going in a million different directions, I'm immensely grateful for how helpful Amazon is for me in getting things to my door quickly that solve problems. So I want to talk about Amazon and specifically the category of kitchen today, because I think Amazon can be a great resource for outfitting your kitchen, especially in certain categories. Now, there's other categories where I don't think it's as helpful, but I want to focus on five categories where I think Amazon is a great tool as you get your kitchen set up for success. So earlier in the podcast, we talked a little bit about how having easy recipes, awesome. That's helpful in getting dinner on the table. But also having a working kitchen that's somewhat organized where it's not filled with things you never use, but it's actually used with the tools that you use regularly, will make such a difference. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few months ago, my sister moved into a new house in Colorado, and I went there and I helped her kind of outfit her kitchen and get it organized. And she says to me at least once a week, I cannot believe how much I love my kitchen. And things still look good. It's because we went into it with systems in mind and we got her set up for success. She's noted how she cooks more often. She enjoys cooking more often. And it's because she's not dealing with a stupid dull knife that she got when she was in college and she's been hauling around for the past 10 years. And she's not dealing with the same pots and pans that she got when she was married, you know, when she got married from a Bed Bath and Beyond like combo set, but she actually invested in some good stuff. So now that doesn't mean that everything in your kitchen has to be expensive. Quite the contrary. It's just about knowing the right stuff to keep in your kitchen for the style of cooking that you like. So let's jump into these categories. The first being pantry and fridge organizers. So I know that a fair amount of you out there have seen people organize their kitchens on Instagram and be like, oh man, what I'd give for my Tupperware drawer to look like that, or my cup cabinet to look like that, or whatever it may be. And you felt inspired to organize an area in your kitchen. So if you do this the correct way, you're going to take everything out of the space, you're going to measure, you're going to see what space you have to work with, because everyone's kitchen's going to be different, right? And then you have two options. You are going to assess what you have and you actually need to store, And then you need some organizers, typically, because investing in some organizers is going to help you create a system that sticks. You could take those measurements and go to a Container Store, go to Target, go to Walmart, whatever, and look for specific items on the shelves that fit your space. And I love shopping at all of those places, but that is hard. I've done it many, many, many times, and it's stressful. And then you're like, you got everything laid out on the floor and you're like, will this work? Will it not work? And then you decide to get it, and then you'll just bring back what you don't use. Amazon is great for this because if I know that I've only got 11 inches to work with in this drawer, it's much easier for me to look up organization items on Amazon to make sure they're fit than like trek all the way to Container Store. Also, Amazon is pretty friendly when it comes to returns. So if you are taking the approach of I'm going to order a bunch of stuff and return what I don't use, I think it's much easier to do that on Amazon than it is like at a Container Store. And I thrive in a Container Store. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But I'm just saying, for this specific thing where measurements are so important and where you think you may want to organize things a certain way, but you might change your mind once you get all of the items in there, Amazon's fantastic for that. So specifically for fridge organizers, I have bought all of my fridge organizers on Amazon. Pantry. There's things like baskets and those pop-top containers and Lazy Susans, all of those things you can find on Amazon. The other benefit to doing it that way is you really can compare pricing, whereas if you go to one store, you've got less tools there. So if you are looking to do an organization project in your pantry, fridge, or freezer, I highly recommend utilizing Amazon as a tool to find organizers there. All right, the next category is somewhat adjacent but different: storage sets. I want you to think about your Tupperware drawer or your cabinet, whatever it may look like. Chances are you've got a million different lids and different bottoms, and you never know what goes with what. One of the best tips I can offer people is to give yourself the gift as a gal or guy in your 30s or your 40s or maybe even your 20s, that you are going to get rid of all that mismatched stuff and you are going to commit to one set of food storage containers, Tupperware, whatever you want to call it, so that every lid is going to fit and every bottom is going to be the same. I happen to love the Rubbermaid Brilliance set. I've been using it for 4 or 5 years now. It's never doing me wrong. I can't imagine them improving the product. Like, I just love it. It comes in plastic, it comes in glass, but what's so awesome about this is that the same lids work for the plastic or the glass. So I can have a set of glass organizers where I want to store leftovers that I might pop in the oven to reheat, and the same lids work with the plastic ones. So a couple years ago, I got rid of everything that wasn't Rubbermaid Brilliance and decided that my set, I was committing to this one brand, and it doesn't have to be Rubbermaid Brilliance. It could be Pyrex. It could be a Glad. It doesn't matter. Just commit to one set. Now, the reason I recommend buying this on Amazon is products like that tend to live indefinitely on Amazon. I can't imagine going to Amazon and not finding my Rubbermaid Brilliance set. It will always be there. So if I decide that I need more of this set, and it's a very established brand at this point, it's easy for me to order it on Amazon, as opposed to strolling the aisles of Costco and being like, oh, awesome, look at this Pyrex set. It's on sale. I'm going to get one of these. So then you buy it, you bring it home, and you may love it, but then you go to get more and you can't find it, because it was a specific set for Costco. So now you got to buy another set, and then you live in the land of mismatched lids again. So that's why I recommend sticking to one brand, and Amazon's a great place to do that, where you can see if Rubbermaid Brilliance has, 40,000 five-star reviews on this particular food storage set, it's not going anywhere. So that, another example would be the OXO pop-top containers. Those are my favorite storage containers for my pantry and some of my baking items. And they're always going to have them. And so that's another great thing for my pantry that I've decided I'm an OXO pop top girl, right? That's what I use to organize my different spaces. And so I can easily add to those sets, and then they all look the same and they look cohesive. And that's a nice thing. So think about storage sets. Okay, next, subscribe and save. Now, I know you've seen this button on Amazon before, and maybe you're even afraid of it because once upon a time you had a baby and you had diapers on subscribe and save, and then you forgot, and then they sent you diapers. I've been there. Luckily, they're actually very good about returns in that regard. But there are a couple of subscribe and save options for my kitchen that I swear by. Things that I know I'm always going to be running out of and always use, like dish soap. So I have become a huge fan of the spray foam dish soap over the past couple of years. And I take the brand I like, I put it on subscribe and save, and it's just always coming. And if it comes a little bit before I'm out, then I know that I've got a back stock and it's ready to go. Hand soap too. I'm a huge fan of this specific smell of hand soap. It's a Method foaming hand soap. I love it. And so I've got that on subscribe and save, and it only comes once every 6 months. I don't need it that often, but then I'm never running out of hand soap. Pre-cut parchment paper. Something not in the cleaning category that I love. And I know that about every 3 months, I'm going to go through an entire package of that. And I just put it on the subscribe and save. It saves me about 5 to 10%. And it's just nice knowing that it's coming. Ziploc bags, reusable baggies, those things are great. And a huge one for me that I just added was, you guys know I'm a fan of the Force of Nature multi-purpose cleaning. And you have to buy the actual, set or the contraption to make the Force of Nature from them directly, but you can buy their little capsules or pods on Amazon through subscribe and save. And so that has been awesome for me because I definitely go through those. Okay, the next category, small appliances. The reason I'm recommending this is that Amazon is such a great tool for relying on reviews and star ratings. So let's say you're going to buy an air fryer, a rice cooker, maybe an ice cream maker, a juicer, something like that, or an electric kettle. That's on my wish list. Amazon, as opposed to, you go to Target, right? Target.com and look, but you don't have the incredible tool of all of the reviews and the star ratings and something you're going to plug in, and it's not straightforward as to whether or not it's going to last forever. It's nice to have reviews for that. So I highly recommend those things you're going to plug in your kitchen. Take a look on Amazon and look at those reviews, look at the ratings, get an idea if you think it's a worthy investment. That has been, never steers me wrong. And if it doesn't work out, you can return it. And they have a really great return policy. Okay, the last category, the fifth category, is gadgets. Now, these ones, I'm not typically a gadget girl, but there are a couple of things that have come from Amazon that just delight me, like a frother, an electric battery-operated frother. I have recently started drinking my greens, and it's like, I love it. It's Better Greens by Better Days. I've almost completely eliminated Diet Coke from my routine because I have started drinking this, and I love it. But it's like a powdered supplement, and so you add it to your water, and I use this electric frother to mix it up, and really it just makes it so it's not grainy and it's really well mixed. It would work great for hot chocolate or any sort of other protein powder or something like that. But who knew? Who knew? If I walk into Target looking for a frother, I don't know if I'm going to find it. But Amazon is a great resource for something that specific. Other silly gadgets that I use all the time that I'm so glad I found on Amazon are like my magnetic measuring spoons that just stick together. And so they're not, you know, getting my drawer stuck when I try and open it. They are not, falling away from each other. And so I can't find the tablespoon because it's in a different drawer from the teaspoon. They are awesome. I love my magnetic measuring spoons. And guys, this is my newest gadgety find on Amazon. It's so cool. It is a magnetic trivet. So hear me out, right? Let's say you have just taken something out of the oven in a cast iron skillet. I'm making a skillet chicken pot pie this week. So I've taken that out and I need to put it down somewhere. And I want to take it to the table to kind of eat family style. I can put it on the magnetic trivet, and then it attaches to the bottom, and I can take it straight to the table to serve, and I don't have to worry about it damaging the table. Are you guys following this? Why have I never seen this before? It delights me beyond belief that this product exists. Love it so much. So that's another example. A USB lighter, it's another thing. Who knew that I would get such a thrill out of a USB lighter for lighting candles in my kitchen? All right. If Amazon also makes your life easier and you want to follow along as I kind of comb through the kitchen deals on Prime Day, feel free to follow along. And I'll also be sure to link all of these Amazon favorites in the show notes and in Instagram. But I am grateful for when Amazon simplifies my life. I'm also grateful for so many small businesses. All right. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. Until next week, I'm Kelsey, and I'll see you later.